On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hey there, street man. Hey, Hollywood street man. Can you hear me?
Hi, street man, yeah.
Okay, I can't hear you. I just need to hear you a bit better would be good. Okay, you're there. Are you there, Fabian? We're broadcasting from St. Kevin's Arcade in a makeshift shop. Well, actually a shop. We're a makeshift radio station in a shop.
What's the reason for that?
Music. Music's the reason. Music's the reason because it's the Others Way Festival this evening. And we're celebrating from the get-go today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Right, how's Hollywood going?
You know
going?
What I miss about New Zealand?
St. Kevin's
good.
Arcade?
I do. It is St. Kevin's Arcade, specifically. I don't miss K Road, I miss St. Kevin's Arcade.
Well, it misses you too. It's just wonderful we can link up here together.
Can you give it a kiss for me?
Oh, that's way better. Thanks, you, Rick.
I'll definitely give it a kiss for you.
Well, we're actually on the air with you at the moment. But we can get someone. Hunter, could you run out and give St. Kevin's Arcade a kiss for Fabian Fanboy, please?
He's doing it.
I want each step going down to Albert Park.
I'll tell you,
I think Hunter's prepared to kiss one part of St. Kevin's Arcade for you. So
but
if
he's
you
got
want,
a job
if
to
you,
do.
If you want to specify it.
Okay, a hand railing will do.
A hand railing. Go on, Hunter. Off you go.
No one kissed anything. I'm withdrawing my request.
What about Hunter's Ooh. Hunter's that guy at school, like he just goes, I'll do it if you kiss the rubbish bin. Oh, you lick a Deep Hedgehog. Oh, you go. That's how people get arrested. Anyway, so what's happening? What's happening over there in the wonderful world of stars and glitz and glamour in Hollywood, my friend?
Wow, it's 100 degrees today and I'm dying. It's really hot. It's been a very mellow summer, but this week, legit heat wave all the way, and it's sending me a little loopy.
We just got a question from the floor that maybe you'll be able to help us out with. What is Gerard Johnson, Housebound director's, new job? Apparently you would know something about this?
Oh my God, this is such exciting news. Gerard Johnstone, who made Housebound and that Terry Teo TV show and the Jackie Brown Diaries back in the day, he has been hired to rewrite the script for Justice League Dark, which is a Warner Brothers superhero film in development, features kind of the more monstery side of the DC Universe characters like John Constantine, who was previously adapted into a film, Keanu Reeves, Swamp Thing, Dead Man, a few other people. Very exciting that Warner Brothers is excited about him.
That's super exciting.
And yeah, Housebound was very well received in the business, as they say. and I think that they got him in the room and he just kicked ass. So exciting news for New Zealand filmmakers.
Wow, totally. So cool.
He's a notorious perfectionist though. Do you think that'll fly in LA?
All the best directors are.
good diplomatic response.
Would it be fair to say that he got a little bit more time in the room because of Taika's success with the Thor movie?
I don't think so. Taika's, you know, that's Marvel. It's a separate thing. Housebound really does show how he is a master of tone and can combine kind of genre filmmaking with an interesting sense of humor. His work speaks for itself. Taika's done a lot for New Zealand's overall perception in the business, but you know, it's the films themselves that get you in the room, and he's delivered the goods in the past, so...
We just got some issues with our live broadcast there. One second there from my friends, listeners, thank you. There we go. Whatever you just did then. Nothing. Okay, cool. Right, you there?
Hi.
Okay. Yeah, so, sorry, just run us through that again, my friend. Sorry, just we, my good friend. Whoa, hold on.
I was just saying that his...
Yes, off you go. No, it's... Now this, you know, as soon as we start mentioning Housebound,
as soon as we start mentioning monsters...
Yeah, no, I was just saying it's his work that got him in the room.
Yep,
but,
there we go. I think we're better now. I think we're better now. We're better now.
Chamber.
Yep. Good. Okay, hi.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's stop talking about ghost and monster movies for a second so we don't, so the possessed
thank you.
Soul of the shop or whatever
it is. I no longer miss St. Kevin's Arcade.
Well, maybe that was St. Kevin's Arcade reaching out to you, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Ghost in the machine through the airwaves all the way to LA.
So what are you doing? What have you been doing this week? What are you doing?
I did the It Junket.
Did you?
The It Junket!
I spoke to the people who made that.
What about the what about these clown showings that they're doing of it?
Yeah, well, they've got a horror house set up in Hollywood that they took us through as part of the screening. They're so big on that stuff, you know, like the spookers type situation. There's so many of them here, and they'll do one at the drop of a hat. And I'm just not a fan of people, you know, running at me and then stopping just before my face.
No, I could have told you that. I could have told you that you wouldn't be a fan of that. You know?
Yeah. But,
so you never did spookers then?
The guy who plays... I haven't done spookers, no. But they do this Halloween Horror Nights thing here at Universal Studios, where they turn the whole thing, and it's just a night of people running at you with chainsaws that aren't running, but have audio that sound like they're running. And, not a fan.
All right, okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you
but,
what.
Anyway, so that's out next week, but I'll talk to you more about that next week, but I should speak to the guy playing Pennywise. It's Bill Skarsgård, who's Alexander Skarsgård's younger brother.
Is it?
The guy from True Blood, the big manly
Nordic
guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's great.
Yeah,
his brother great as well?
His
I think
it's pretty cool.
His brother has a huge fan base.
Of Stellan Skarsgård, the great Swedish actor.
But do you know what? I suspect that you're part of that great fan base, Sarah. You have just suddenly taken a lot more interest in this conversation.
Not really my type, but I can appreciate.
Let's be honest. He's like Alex. I mean, Alex is a hunk, isn't he?
Stellan Skarsgård is more my type, to be honest.
I just love the Skarsgårds. Those are hunky men.
And very talented.
And very talented
like
men. But
I
you
like
know, if you're a talented hunk,
your
things are going to go well.
That's good.
And what about...
We'll talk about that next week. What's coming out this week, there's a whole bunch of movies. I'm going to quickly run through them. Girls Trip is the film that was a surprise hit over here, warranting a release in New Zealand that I don't think it was originally getting. It's four ladies go on a girls trip, and it was a huge hit over here.
They're giving it a bit of promo,
and,
so it wasn't going to come out at all, and now they're kind of pimping it quite a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting. The idea that films are perceived to be for African American audiences don't travel, that's finally kind of withering a bit. It's an old-fashioned idea that should go away. Also out this week is Patty Cakes, which is an interesting sort of lady version of 8 Mile kind of story about
lady
a young
version.
Teenage girl. Lady version. Oh my God, there I go.
No. Fabian, you're fine. You're good. We're talking about the film. You're A-okay.
It's amazing, this film. It's an Australian actor, and she's playing a young rapper, wannabe rapper. She's kind of in a miserable situation, and then she raps her way out of it.
She doesn't rap in Australia, does she?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Also, at Wind River, which is the guy who made Hell or High Water, and Taylor Sheridan, he's an interesting filmmaker. This is kind of a snowy noir film with Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen. Looking forward to that.
Ooh,
there's a Thomas Tank
Engine
movie out, apparently. But also, the one film I have... Oh, yeah, My Year with Helen.
Great film.
Which is a documentary.
Is it on general release now, is it?
I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a grand old thing. I had the absolute privilege of seeing it in Sydney, and then we interviewed Gaylene Preston during the film festival.
What was her tagline?
Cool.
She said,
and it played at
give
the,
it a bell.
It
give it a
bell. At the New Zealand festivals, right?
Yeah, it did. Oh, yeah. We managed to get stings of Gaylene Preston saying, I'm Gaylene Preston, and I reckon... Give it a burl.
Give it a burl. Good honor. Good advice, too.
Do you reckon, Sarah, that it's a broad enough film to go beyond a festival audience and warrant just sort of like a general, let's go see that at the movies kind of vibe?
I'm not sure. It's definitely got the through line of Helen trying to be voted to a position of power in the UN and the insinuation being, is it going to work, is it not going to work because of her gender? So that's kind of a universal
I haven't seen it yet, Hugh, but Fabian, John, Steve. I haven't seen it yet, Fabian. But I...
There is an international... personal aspect.
But all the thoughts I've heard on it have been the fact that everyone's already stoked it was so international, and it was more about sort of the difficulties of trying to progress in that particular institution, and you know what all your presumptions are tested and all that sort of thing. But
it'll be interesting to hear what you think.
Cool. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Also, this week is The Hitman's Bodyguard, which is the Samuel L. Jackson.
Is it any good?
Ryan Reynolds action comedy throwback. It's all right. You kind of got to like these films to like this film. It's a throwback and a loving ode and a spoof and a derivative copy at the same time. It's kind of all those elements mixed in together. And I was entertained, but just barely.
Well, just barely is not good enough for me. But okay, right, fair enough. Thank you, sir. I hope you can get out of your hot, stinking funk over there that you've got with this heat wave, this one day heat wave.
I turn off the air. I turn off my air conditioner to do this. So the minute we hang up, it's going to go brrrr.
You'll just delight in its rattle.
We appreciate your sacrifice, Fabian.
Yeah.
We love you and miss you. We miss
Thanks,
you too
guys.
Over here.
Great
don't
cool.
don't forget. Don't think we don't miss you for being around. But we're glad you're happy over there. If you're happy, we're happy.
I'm at St. Kevin's Arcade.
Yeah. Why don't you close your eyes? Turn the air conditioner on. Close your eyes and hope. And just imagine being in St. Kevin's Arcade with us this morning.
Did you kiss it, Hunter? Oh, don't worry. We'll get onto it. We'll make him kiss it.
You will kiss it before the end of the show.
Tell him not to kiss it.
God, that sounds wrong.
Right. See you. Thank you, Fabian.
See you guys. Bye.
Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.